Welcome to Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles, and where no man is left behind.
Jesus died for our sins. His blood washed away these stains. He died to give you freedom. So why do you still wear those chains, 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 chains?
This is Band of Brothers Radio.
Welcome to Band of Brothers Radio. You have come to that location on the internet where we talk about, yes, the real issues that you face on a daily basis because you're a man. We know we have stealthy women out there, but you're a man, and we are going to be transparent. We're going to be brutally honest. We're going to be biblically sound in offering both hope and help because that's what we do. That's what we're called to do. It's iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens another. And to be able to do that, you need someone else to be able to sharpen or to sharpen you. And that's why Eric, man in brown, is in the house today. Good to have you here, bro.
Thanks. Good to be here. I thought that that I was here to be sharpened by you, though.
Oh, no, no, no. It doesn't work that way. You might think so, but I'm the one getting sharpened
by
you.
No, I'm pretty sure that I'm the one getting sharpened by you.
You know what? Right now, we're sharpening. Okay. All right. Hey, we got a topic today that you guys may not know very much about. You may know tons about. But the likelihood, you're like the rest of the normal guys. Just know a little bit about. Okay? And that's not a judgment call. That's from my own experience. And I know experience may be from my co-host, but maybe from others too. And that's spending quality time with God. And got some, man, you got not only red letters, but black letters and everything else there. That's really cool. I've got this just to remind me of a few things. And but we have our experiences to share.
Yes, so, we do.
And we're going to go from there. So, but in the meantime, we always like to kind of kick things off with some encouragement for the, you guys who are in the midst of things and in the midst of the battle. And you know what? I'm just going to kind of take these reins and just kind of go with this right now because something just kind of laid on my heart. And it was funny. I was with Eric. I was reading something this morning out of 1 Kings, and I read it to him. So I might as well just read it out loud because I wasn't going to go here with it. But I thought, you know what? This is really a good one. And it's it's 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 58. Okay, and this is God speaking. Okay, and anyway, so here it is, that he may incline our hearts to him, to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his rules, which he commanded our fathers, okay? And I said that this was God. No, this is actually, I can't remember who it was, the
1 Kings.
Yeah, but I know, but I'm trying to remember who it was that was doing the speaking here. But he's talking about how we incline our hearts to God, okay? And we incline our everything that we do, our walk toward him, okay? Everything that we do, that we try to incline. And when we're talking about incline, we're talking about having it kind of match up with, okay, with God's. Okay, it's kind of like I keep thinking, I just did a little thing here with my hands, kind of like a drawbridge, you know, would open up, let the sailboats through or the bigger boats because the bridge needed to be there. As it comes down together, it inclines, it comes together with the other one to make it, when the boats have already gone past, right, to make that roadway smooth, to be able to connect, to be able to be in line, to be able to know exactly what it is that you need to be doing, that it's secure. You don't have to worry about it. You're secure. You just go ahead and go right over that thing. And that's that relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, with God. You know, God uses Jesus to be able to get our attention. And he got our attention to be able to seek him, to desire him, not to do things because we're in fear of going to hell, but to do things as God wants us to do them because we love him. He created us. You know, he did something that is miraculous, and we take it for granted sometimes. I do. And brother, that's the whole issue, is that relationship with him, okay? And when that's right, guess what? All of a sudden, I find that my priorities change a little bit. My values even change. The things that are important to me aren't as important as other things, okay? And then all of a sudden, people around you who know you, who see you on a regular basis, start to notice things, changes that take place. They may say to you something like, man, did you just get a haircut? Or did you lose some weight? Did you have a mustache before? You know, whatever it might be. They notice something, okay? Now, you know exactly what it is, that there's a heart change that's taking place. So you can't help it. Because what ends up taking place is that, you know, it talks about the eyes being the windows to the heart, right?
Right.
And what ends up taking place is people see the change, okay? I can spend a short period of time with men, only because I've been on both sides of this thing, and I can sense when somebody's not quite right, in a sense, in their spirit, okay? And for whatever reason. I'm not saying that they're in the midst of sin, but they could be troubled or in worry and fear, that sort of thing. Now, some of you might consider that sin, but, you know, but I'm not here to step on toes. I'm here to encourage you, to let you know that first, seek Him above all things. And when we do that, when we seek Him, He's going to reveal Himself to us. And as a result of that, we're going to be awakened to a new surrounding. Believe it or not, you might be looking through a new pair of glasses by the time your time with the Lord is over with.
Oh, so, man, I'm so glad that you took the reins this morning, Raul, because honestly, I think that the men really needed to hear that.
Well,
you know, about seeking Him first and being used by Him and allowing Him to change us. I mean, that's the process of the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, man. When we connect with Him through the person and work of Jesus Christ, man, we're not going to be the same.
That's right.
He's going to change us, and because of that love relationship, it's just the natural outpouring that we would just want to do something for Him,
mm-hmm.
you know. And you brought it up a little bit that that when we as we grow with our Savior, mm-hmm. then that produces within us a desire to do things for Him.
Yes.
And we often get that backwards, that yes. we think that if we do things for God that we're going to earn His favor. Man,
right.
we already have His favor. He loves us, man.
Yep.
He loves us dearly.
Yep.
The proof of it's on the cross.
Yep.
And so, you know, I can't do anything to earn God's favor. I can't do anything to make Him love me more.
Yes.
It's full, it's complete, it's finished. So let's just continue to press in to Him.
Yep.
And allow Him to do His work.
And His work will be required by us is discipline. He's going to discipline us so that we're ready and prepared for what comes ahead. Because what comes ahead is a continuance of reaching into the darkness, where there is not knowing what's there sometimes, but there are those who are reaching for the light, and you can't see them. They can see you. So you need to be able to discipline yourself to be able to do things, to be ready to do what He says. Be flexible for God. So this is a good segue right into our topic that we're going to be spending some time with this morning, because we're talking about the quality time that we spend with God. Not just the time, but the quality of time. That's how you brought it to my attention, right?
Right. Well, you know, we get wrapped up in so many misconceptions of what it is to spend time with God. You know, some of us will have the idea that you know, there needs to be a quantity of time in order to create the quality of time.
Mm-hmm.
While quantity of time is good, I don't think that God starts His stopwatch every time we sit down to pray.
Yes, I don't think He has a stopwatch.
Well,
He does.
He is the creator of time.
Yeah, there you go.
So I don't think,
Amen.
You're right, I don't think He needs a stopwatch. But, you know, one of the things, we can be very legalistic in this sense, that, you know, there are people who are going to say that that your time with God, it always has to be in the morning. You always have to spend at least this much time mm-hmm. and read at least this much scripture and pray these points of prayer. And then, you know, then you're going to be doing it right.
And be facing east in the morning when you're doing that sort of thing anyway.
Yeah. But, you know, God's not hung up on the details of these things. What God is seeking is the hearts of men.
Mm-hmm.
And as we do spend this time with God, through the reading of His Word and through time in prayer, that's the time, Raul, when our hearts are becoming aligned with Him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When we truly seek Him. And as we become aligned with Him, well, that creates even, you know, more hunger. And so we want Him to know Him more. So the real issue then is, you know, what does the quality time look like? I brought up already that, a lot of people will say, well, it has to be first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I like that. I like...
But you're a morning person.
Actually, no, I'm not.
Well, you get up early.
I get up early.
For work.
I get up in time for work, but I do like getting up earlier than I have to in order to spend time with God.
Yes.
That's me personally, but I also know that there are people who just, you know, are not morning people,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. and I don't think that God's going to get mad at you if you decide to have, you know, a time in prayer with Him, say over a lunch break.
Right.
Instead of that first time in the morning. Now, there is a biblical principle throughout Scripture about giving God the first fruits.
Mm-hmm.
And, and we can take that idea and say, you know, yeah, it's a good idea to set that first part of the day aside with Him and to come into His presence.
Right.
You know, I mean, His presence is everywhere, but, to come into His presence through prayer and reading and communing with Him, you know, while I like the idea of doing that, you know, first thing in the morning, I'm not going to be legalistic, and I'm not going to hit somebody over the head and say, you know, you have to be doing this first thing in the morning, Raul.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've just been talking here, and you've been thumbing through your Bible, so.
Yes, and I know that's a deterrent to you and everything, but, you know, there are some, here's where I think sometimes that we need to begin with is the simple fact is that, you know, I almost have to look at it this way. When we read the Bible in Genesis, starting right off the bat, okay, in the beginning, right? So there's nothing, right? And then all of a sudden there's light, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And with the light becomes an awareness of certain other things that He creates according to the Word of God, which is truth. Okay. And I use that analogy with my awakening in the morning. I mean, I come from a slumber, whether I'm dreaming or remember what I'm dreaming or not, of being tired. My eyes are closed, so there's darkness still. But as soon as I'm ready to awaken, in a sense, whatever is from a distraction, from an alarm, or from the birds chirping, or whatever, maybe I'm done.
Oh, man, the crows this morning.
I now...
Okay. Sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead. But they woke me up at like 4 in the morning.
but your eyes, your eyeballs crack open. Now you've got the light. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but I know me, and I know as soon as my eyeballs open up, there becomes a new awareness of what my day is going to look like before in a splecken of time, okay? I'm into this afternoon, tonight, or maybe even tomorrow of things that need to get taken care of.
Your brain's just starting.
It's right now, just boom. It's like all of a sudden it's like, okay. And in the Word of God, he tells me that I need to capture every thought.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And bring it in line to him. Right?
It does.
We bring it in line with him.
Yeah.
I have to, that is my first thought when I open up. You know what I have to do? And I was taught this. It was brought to my attention by a mentor of mine who actually, I love the guy. There were times I did not like him very much.
Because he told you things that that were truthful
and
you didn't want to hear.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I knew that he loved me. And he was only wanting the very best for me. Because he received good from it, and he believed that if I practiced or disciplined myself to put these in line, that I would benefit from it. And I have. But I know me, and he knew me. See, I have this thing called pride that's going to keep me.
You haven't taken care of that problem yet?
In the high grass all the time. Yeah. Yeah. This is a daily battle, okay?
Yeah.
I
can totally relate to that.
And I have to capture that thought. I have to get in line with what God wants. Now, I may, in the meantime, as guys, come on, hey, I don't know about you guys. I get up, I got to go pee. But you know what? I ask the Lord, give me enough time here with you before I really have to. I mean, I can hold it. I can hold it a little longer, And I actually go down to my knees out of my bed. I don't care if I'm home, if we're on vacation, if wherever it is, that's what I do. Because it's necessary for me to get plugged into him. I have to capture
to acknowledge
that
him.
That's
right
it.
Right from the get-go.
Right from the start. And how much time you spend there? Well, that depends on the individual and what you decide. But here's the deal. We have a relationship with God of the universe, God of all creation, because of Jesus Christ. And through him, we have a relationship with God that we can just talk to him just like you and I are talking right now with these other guys. We don't have to get into anything. You don't have to get into all of this.
You don't have to sit
You don't have to
sit all cross-legged with your hands in funny positions.
You can if that's comfortable for you. That's what you feel like you need to do for him and in front of him. We're praising him. We're acknowledging him. Whatever that is, that's totally okay. But here's the only thing that we need to do is to acknowledge him, to really say, yes, God, thank you. Thank you for this day that you've given me. Thank you that I've got my lungs are working. That actually, I may not be looking forward to this day, but I know with you that you'll be walking with me if I seek you now and take the time to fill up with you. So, I go there and I thank him for what he's given me. And as a result of that, things start to come together, start to awaken in a sense. And
that's a great principle, though, to acknowledge him from the get-go. I mean, that's not a requirement of sitting down for an hour. This is just a moment to recognize that we're in the presence of God, that this is a new day that he has granted us. He didn't have to do that. You wake up, you take a breath. That's because he's chosen to give you that breath, all right?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Everything that we have is because he's given to us. And so we say, God, thank you for this new day. Thank you for your new mercies.
Yes.
Let's do this together.
Yes.
That doesn't take very long.
Yeah.
I personally like to say, good morning, God.
Now, see, there's some guys who are listening and saying, hey, that's very cool how you heard crows kind of wake you up a little bit. Raul just awakens like with angelic stuff. But you wake up, but some guys get woken up because they're running late. The alarm didn't go off, and all of a sudden it's like, ah. So, it's kind of like, ah. And then you start doing the things that you need to do because you need to be someplace, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you're already behind or whatever. So it is a different start of the day. We're going to take a break. How do we deal with those kind of start of days versus the ones that we just talked about?
Right.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
Please help us in our effort to encourage and strengthen men across America and around the globe. Make a tax-deductible donation online at faithplace.org. Just click on the About Us page.
Football season. It's the perfect time to grill up some dogs, whether at a tailgate party or out on your back deck. And the perfect choice is a Hempler's Bun Buster hot dog. Or if you really want to impress your friends, grill up some Hempler's Hot Link sausages, or maybe some of their smoked sausage and cheese kielbasa, or smoked garlic sausage, or you've got to try their amazing double smoked sausages. Yum! Can't you almost taste them right now? Plus, the entire Hempler collection of smoked meats are gluten-free and they have no MSG. At Hempler's, they have a proud family tradition of slowly curing, cooking, and smoking their meat naturally over hardwoods. Look for Hempler's Meats the next time you're at your local supermarket. For more information, visit Hempler's.com.
Looking for another option for your internet service? Need a more reliable, high-speed internet? StarTouch is the premier provider of wireless broadband to businesses, government entities, schools, and residential customers in the Pacific Northwest. In fact, the talk show ministry you're listening to right now uses StarTouch as our internet provider. Experience the StarTouch difference. Get a free quote by visiting StarTouch.com.
You're taking me deeper.
Welcome back to Band of Brothers Radio, and this guy is rocking over here.
Do a little chair dancing.
A little chair dancing. He's got the thumbs and middle fingers kind of snapping, and people will be receiving packages today or say, Eric's here. Look, he always brings a smile in with him, you know. But at the end of the day, some of those, you got to really make that smile come, don't you? After a 12-hour day, you're sitting there, I got another hour to go.
Yeah.
Going, okay, I'm smiling.
Yeah, anyway. Here's your package.
Here's your package. You sign right here, please. Thank you very much. Okay. So we're talking about the other part of the day where we get up at the very start. We talked about, I gave you my experiences of what I have to do to just kind of capture that first thought of the day and get it in line with the Lord's, because that's so important. Now, I've got to tell you, I've attempted to not do that intentionally so that I can see what my day, if it's any different and stuff.
Mm.
Well, you know, it's just kind of like an experiment. It's one of those, you don't have to go very far before you realize, okay, I'm not, something's not right here. And I know that. And I'm not saying that it's, again, it's not a matter of saying, it's like getting the little minions to keep doing the same thing over and over again. If they do that, they'll be good. And, you know, no. It's about the simple fact that this is part of a relationship. This is a relationship. I mean, Jesus was relational. God is relational. Yeah. He created man and woman. He said, I want you to have relationship and have family.
Yeah. And he's standing at the door knocking. It says in one of the letters to the churches in the book of Revelation, I wish I could remember which church it was at the time, but he says, behold, I stand at the door. Laodicea?
Laodicea.
Okay. Behold, thank I stand you. At the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice, you know, I will come in and dine with him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, dining, that's a very relational thing. I mean, you know, I can relate it to a man sitting down with his family to have dinner.
Right.
What happens?
Right.
You enjoy food. You enjoy conversation. You grow in your relationship with each other. You know, a guy is courting a woman, and he takes her out to dinner, and they talk, and they grow in their relationship. I mean, that's a very relational thing. So, you know, and so the image of Jesus standing at the door and knocking and saying, hey, man, let me in. I want to come in and I want to dine with you.
Yes, yes.
You know, that's the kind of God that we have. He wants to be in relationship with us.
Yeah, that's Revelation 3, by the way. So I'm just going to tell you that just the chapter. You got to read the rest of it to find it. There you go. That's where you'll find what the verse he's talking about. But we talk about this awakening to be able to have this relationship with the Lord, acknowledging it and going from there.
But like you said, what about those times when you wake up and you're already late?
Yeah, or you wake up and you have a headache, or you know you're sitting there and you're you know then all of a sudden, or you know you forgot to set the alarm and all of a sudden now you got to go. What's the guy supposed to do?
Well, you know what? We have our responsibilities.
Yes.
You know, but how much time does it take to just say, "Good morning, God. Let's do this together."
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Saying thank you and then going, "Lord, you know my day that's ahead of me. Help me to be able." You ask him for the help. You know, we forget. He says, "You do not receive because you do not ask."
Mm-hmm.
And if we ask with good reason to ask, in other words, if I have a personal, you know, I mean, I have my own agenda to ask God, "Hey, God, I know you don't know my personal agenda. I know, but if you give me this, that'd be great today. Thank you very much." And go from there. No, it's about just acknowledging him. Say, "Lord, if you just give me what it is I need to be able to get done what needs to get done." Okay. And there's something about the grace that he just continues to bestow upon us and give us over and over and over again, despite sometimes our shortcomings, in our misgivings, in our neglections, in a sense, neglections. Is there such a word?
There is now.
There is. You neglect to do certain things, like acknowledging him. But my point being is that it can happen. It's happened to all of us, where all of a sudden you're someplace, and there's a special thing that takes place, and something as simple as forgetting to set the alarm, and you get up, and you go, "Oh, I'm supposed to be there in 15 minutes. What do I do?" And you're just going to, well, I will tell you this. You're right. It's just about, instead of using his name in vain, you say, "Thank you, God." Okay. And then you get about your business to get there as soon as you can, respectfully with those around you and even those driving alongside of you, whatever that
and,
is.
And, you know, it depend, when you're running late too, you're probably going to find yourself praying for green lights, you know. But the thing is, every moment we are in his presence.
We can't
escape his presence. Yeah. I mean, Psalm 139 says that, you know, if I go to the top of the highest mountain, you are there. If I descend to the deepest depths,
right,
you are there. Where can I go to flee from your presence?
Yes.
We cannot flee his praise God, we cannot flee his presence because we're told, you know, in maybe one of the letters of to the Thessalonians, I think it is, that you know, hell is being separated from the presence of God. I don't want that. As a Christian, you know, we want to be in that presence. And all throughout the day, whether, you know, you're, you know, trying to get your pants on as fast as you can to get to work, you know, driving to work, you know, all that time we're in the presence of God.
Right.
You know, there's never a time that's wrong to be in prayer to him.
Yep.
But there's something to be said about setting time aside that is just for him, for growing in relationship with him.
Okay, so we talked about getting up nice and easy. Talked about the frustrated
rushing.
One in time, and also there with that, here's where I think when we acknowledge him and ask him for help, sometimes he might even put a thought in our mind about calling somebody that you're supposed to see, or maybe a boss or whatever, to make contact with them, to let them know, "I'm running behind. I, you know, had a challenge. I can explain it to you when I see you. Just want to let you know." You may get reprieve. They may say, "Listen, don't go crazy. Just take your time getting here," or whatever. You might be surprised at what God might have in store for you. It might surprise you. It might be a blessing to you. So don't overlook the opportunity of receiving a blessing by thinking about some of the things that God, the Holy Spirit, puts in our mind to do. Some of us say, "Oh, no, I'm not going to call because then he'll just be upset and or whatever." No, maybe he's put that thought in your mind so that you would do that, so that you would receive the blessing. Wouldn't that be something if you end up getting to work 5 minutes late or 10 minutes late and you're all rattled and everything and you haven't eaten, you haven't showered or anything, and you're hopping on the truck and everything, and all of a sudden your boss says, "Hey, you know what? You're something wrong with your truck. So you can't go anywhere for about a half hour anyway. We got the guys working on it." So, and if you knew that ahead of time, you could have at least taken your time, not rushed, not maybe get close to getting a speeding ticket, might have been able to kind of get yourself together a little bit, right?
Right.
So we miss those opportunities. All I'm saying is be sensitive to the Holy Spirit that's prompting our heart, and that the alarm goes off in our mind because he's saying, hey, I'm trying to get a hold of you. Hello. Hello.
You know? Oh, yeah. So, well, you know, I like that you bring up the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit, we are temples of the Holy Spirit. He indwells us. And when we spend that time in prayer and in reading his word, there's also an infilling of the Holy Spirit, where we just become aware of his presence, and that infilling of, you know, when we come into the studio in the morning, we don't sit here and do this on our own strength. We ask for the Holy Spirit to fill us with his words, the things that the men need to hear. Oh, you know, God forbid that we should ever try and do this on our own. But as we come into you know, this time of prayer, that's one of the means by which God infills us with his Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, and Scripture, you know, talks of the Holy Spirit doing that, as the fact that we are indwelt by his Holy Spirit. That is, you know, a constant thing. But the Scripture also talks of an infilling of the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. where as we come into prayer with him, that he, you know, that he relates to us through that.
Right.
He will bring, you know, the conviction of wrong. He will bring the comfort for, you know, the pain and anxiety, depression, things. I mean, these are things that God deals with in us. You know, and as we come into prayer, you know, that's where my will begins to align with his will. Right. If I go into prayer thinking that I'm going to be changing God's mind about something, then, you know, I've already gone into it with a prideful attitude that I know that I know better than God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have to realize that the purpose of prayer is to draw us closer to him. That the more we spend time with him, the better we will get to know him, and the more we will be like him.
Yes.
It's not me changing God into my image. It's God changing me into his image.
Unless, of course, you don't want to be like God, right? Which, well, I mean, in some cases there's that that sinful nature.
That's exactly
the flesh, where we sit there and go, I desire to have this pleasure today. I'll seek God later tonight.
Right. And, you know, it's funny that you should bring that up, because one of the things that that I would do quite often when I was in my secret sin of pornography, I would, you know, I knew that was not God's will for me. And I knew that he wanted me to give that over to him. So I would say, okay, God, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pick up my Bible and I'm going to read something, and you're going to speak to me from your word.
Yes.
And then I will never commit that sin again.
Yes.
But the thing is that my heart was hardened to what he wanted to speak to me.
Yeah.
So, you know, the idea of, you know, yes, you have this sin problem. So what you need to do is you just need to read your Bible more and pray more, and it will be all fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not, you know, that's like doing in order to try and earn God's favor and have him, you know, get me out of this sticky situation, mm-hmm. right? It really truly is about being broken before him.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't broken before him.
Yeah.
And he wasn't, I wasn't allowing him to speak to me, even though I said, okay, God, I'm going to go to your word and you're going to speak to me like it was on my terms.
And here's the agenda, Lord, and if here's your copy. As a matter of fact. I just emailed it to you.
Yeah. And if you could do this, you know, like maybe later on in the day, so I can do my sinful stuff, and then we'll
go from there.
That was my thinking.
Yeah, you're the only one that's ever thought like that.
Doubt that.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I want you guys, while we're gone, read Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29. We'll be right back.
Okay, listen, not the entire chapter.
Not the entire chapter. Deuteronomy 4:29. We'll be right back. You're listening to Bannon Brothers Radio.
Be all that God designed you to be. Band of Brothers Radio reminds you to check the For Men Only tab at faithplace.org for daily tips on becoming better husbands and fathers.
Every life is unique. Every life has a purpose. So when it comes time to remember the life of a loved one who has passed on, Cascade Monuments can help memorialize that special loved one through a personally designed monument. Cascade Monuments can engrave stones with the image of a person's face, majestic mountain scenes, sailboats, and more. Some monuments even contain built-in solar-powered video screens, and at the push of a button, a video montage will reveal the loved one's life. Learn more by visiting CascadeMonuments.com.
Welcome back to Band Brothers Radio, Deuteronomy 4:29. But if from there you seek the Lord your God, you will find him if you look for him with all your heart and with all your soul. Deuteronomy 4:29. So really what it comes down to is that to know God, to find out what he has in store for you, what he would desire you to do. You want to know the answer, okay? You just have to seek him, right?
Right.
You just have to desire to seek him. And in seeking him, he's going to reveal himself to you. He's going to let you know. But here's the deal. I think a lot of these things, sometimes our prayer, this is another topic, but sometimes our prayers aren't heard necessarily, okay? I'm not saying that they're not completely. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to start another church in a sense, say, oh, this is the way Raul sees it. No. He tells us that our prayers can be hindered if we don't respect our wives. It tells us that our prayers can be hindered if, in a sense, if we have sin in our lives, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he's not going to be, we're not going to, he's not going to hear him. He's not going to hear our cries, our reply, or our petitions to him, you know, unless we have, if our heart is in the right position, okay, which sometimes for me, that means that I have to get my body in that right position also because of my pride, okay. But in either case, it's seeking him earnestly with no motives, with no desires. Because see, he knows everything. He knows our before we even speak the words, he knows what we're going to say. That's amazing. Yeah. That's our God. And that's only in our lives, and there's billions of people in this world.
I know, it blows my mind.
Yeah.
It blows my mind that he would know the hairs of every single head on this planet. You know,
some of these guys say, don't talk about them.
Yeah. And, you know, and I can look up into the heavens and I see, you know, I can see all the stars in the sky. And I know that this is just the smallest fraction of them.
Yes.
You know, that we, oh, man, God is so incredible in his creation. And, you know, he reveals himself to us through that. Mm-hmm. You know, just as Paul says, that the heavens declare his, you know,
his
majesty. And he has revealed himself to us through that. He's revealing himself to us in all different ways. You know, in times of prayer, you know, he reveals himself to us. And he also reveals himself to us when we sit down to read his word. You know, it says in Psalm 119, starting at verse 103, how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn an oath and confirmed it to keep your righteous rules.
Yes.
The word of God, like it says, is powerful and active and sharper than a two-edged sword. It you know, God has revealed himself to us mm-hmm. in his word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to take a second to talk about the idea that when we're in prayer, that, you know, yes, God can and does from time to time talk to us, you know, with that still quiet voice.
Right.
When we are in times of prayer with him.
Right.
There are also times when I'm in prayer and I'm like, you know, okay, God, speak to me. And it's just like, there's just nothing.
Yep.
Does that mean that God's not listening? Mm-hmm. Does that mean that God doesn't have anything to say to me?
Yeah.
Well, God has a lot to say to me, and he's put it in his word.
Right.
That's why we're supposed to be in the word,
yes.
reading it,
yes.
and taking it into our very hearts.
Yeah.
You know, God says that that he by the Holy Spirit, you know, he's writing his words and his precepts on our very heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so when, you know, we are so blessed
right.
to live in this generation where we have access to the Word of God. We, you know, we are so blessed to live in a nation where it's not illegal to read the Word of God.
Yes.
And
so, and this part about reading the Word also is a big part of this time, this quality time that we spend with the Lord, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you are able to, maybe in the morning is not the best time, and some guys have a difficult challenge with not only getting connected with God at the very start, you just start doing it. When you start doing it, he's going to let you know what's right and the way to go about it to make it a lot smoother. He's going to mm-hmm. help point you in that direction. All you have to do is just start. You just start. He will take care of all the stuff that you think that isn't going to be taken care of. He will make it right for you. You may end up just spending some time in the morning at the before you get going out of the house, just to acknowledge him and maybe acknowledge some of the blessings in your life, and then go about your day, staying in connection, in communication with him. And I'll mention something about that a little bit later. But the fact is that getting into his word is a big part of spending time with him, of that quality time. Yes, I know there are important things to be watched on TV. There's sporting events. There's things that, I mean, I know that you have, you need laughter and downtime. I've done the same thing where sometimes, you know, and I'm not bashing TV one way or the other, but you've got to be very careful with some of the things that we can get caught up in, okay? One of the best things that Debbie and I have ever put together and we paid for is called a DVR, right? Where everything that we want to watch, we record ahead of time so we can go through the commercials. We don't even have to, you know, zip right through it so we don't have to and watch it at another time, okay? That is so much better instead of all of a sudden you're watching something and all of a sudden the commercial comes on talking about things that maybe are inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Even for adults, much less for children, okay? My point being is that it gives us time to be able to say, you know what, maybe this is the time, sweetheart, that we just read our books or read whatever, you know, or maybe you get together with your wife, do a little Bible study on something. Maybe there's a verse or two or something that you guys might want to just bring up. Powerful things take place in a relationship when God's in the presence of that. That's where he says, hey, you know what, I'm there. When there's two or more gathered in my name, I am present. Well, acknowledging him is by getting in the word together and being able to do things together, okay? And so these are the things that God will end up doing. I'm telling you, you just have to start moving forward. You make it a plan to either, okay, Raul, you don't understand. I have to be at work at 4 o'clock in the morning, okay? And I, you know, okay, so I go to bed early already. Okay, that's great. Well, if you get up at 3:30 to be at work in that time, why don't you get up 15 minutes earlier than that? Set your alarm. But then I don't get much sleep. Well, go to bed 15 minutes earlier than you normally do.
Yep.
Okay?
It's really that simple.
It really is. But we don't want to do, I can't do that. I already go to bed. The sun's still up. Well, hello. You know, the fact is, this is the work that God has you at, or maybe this is the work that you're doing. Maybe that's not where he wants you to be.
Yeah. I want to bring up that you brought up something that's really great, because you brought up the concept of community.
Yeah.
And, you know, we are a community of believers. And prayer is, you know, actually most often spoken of in sense of community.
Oh, yes.
You know, like how Jesus taught us to pray, Our Father. Mm-hmm. Give us mm-hmm. our daily bread.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, we are meant as a body of believers to be praying in community. And so, you know, whether it's with, you know, your wife, with your family, or with men from your Bible study, or, you know, or in the church setting, mm-hmm. you know, praying in community is also very fulfilling in the fact that, you know, we are there, we are in relationship, praying to the God who is the creator of all things.
Right.
And yeah, when two or more are gathered in his name,
yep.
he is there.
Yes. You know, one of the things I'm just prompted, I need to mention this, is that I said earlier about throughout the day being able, what do? You're about your work and doing things, you know, like Eric, he works for UPS, he drives and delivers and he represents the company and stuff. You think that he doesn't have time. We all have time to consciously acknowledge God's presence in our lives. How do we do that? Well, it's not a matter of just saying, okay, God, I know you're there. God, I know you're here. I'm going to turn right. Oh, yes, you're going to be there while I'm delivering the packages here. No. I mean, that's one way of doing it, but you're going to get tired of doing that. You're going to say, this is really dumb, okay? But one thing that isn't dumb and something that is heartfelt, because you'll speak from the things that are heartfelt, is being in gratitude and saying thank you to the Lord for the things that he's given you. Thank mm-hmm. you, Lord, that I have both hands and I'm able to drive and to write and to do the things I need to do, right?
Right.
Lord, thank you for my eyesight to be able to see, focus, and clearly, it's so on and so forth, right? These are the things that throughout the day that we acknowledge and thank him for. Okay. Thank
right.
you for your provision
right.
for this work to be able to, I mean, whatever it is, you can thank the Lord for, because he's the one who probably had his hand in it, okay, for you to have it. And in doing so, you're in his presence. And in his presence, brother, that's where we want to be. Because when God is present, guess who's not there? The enemy.
Right, right. And when we are thankful like that, Raul, for the things that he has done for us, for the things that he has given us, it has the effect of giving us a humble spirit before him.
Amen.
When I say, hey, you know, it's not me that's doing this, you know, God, you gave me the hands to be able to do this work that I'm doing.
Yes.
You know, praise you, God, because, you know, you gave me the mind to understand how to do this job. You gave me the mind to understand how to make these numbers on my accounting
right.
sheet
right.
come together.
So it's
all you.
So this quality of time that we spend with the Lord isn't just in the morning, it's throughout the day.
And pray without ceasing.
You just continue acknowledging him, and that is prayer, brother. So, hey, nice job, man. That's a good topic. Man, we'll just go on from there. How about you pray for our brothers who are listening?
All right. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for your presence. I thank you, God, that you have given us this new day with new mercies. We thank you, God, that you are with us. Father, I ask that you bless the brothers today in Jesus' name. Amen.